Jury in the US has decided that the man who helped carry out the Boston Marathon bombing should be sentenced to death. Three people were killed, more than 260 others were injured when Zokhar Tsarnaev left homemade bombs at the finishing line in 2013. His brother, who was also involved, was shot dead by the police. Here's a reminder of some of the events that led to his arrest.
Well, right now, I came outside my house and police were going down the street. Then I heard a series of gunshots and then a single shot. And now they've got a brown house is surrounded. There was a boat in one of the backyards. They thought he might have been hiding in that. This is only, you know, what I'm seeing. So I think they've got, I think this is it. I think they've got him surrounded.
How are you feeling at the moment?
I feel really sad about, you know, the loss of life and these young children that were killed. You know, all because of, you know, this young man who I once knew and, you know, hoped to mentor, you know, has taken this violent route. It's sickening, really, to come home from war and then find the war is right here in your own backyard.
I have a local resident here who has just heard and witnessed the gunshots. Her name is Donna.
We just came back from walking our dog because we were out inside all day and we saw all these cop cars going by and we heard about 25 or I don't know how many shots.
We're now hearing what sounds like gunshots in the background. It sounded like two gunshots.
Let's go straight back to George, who's there outside the house. George, have you heard those gunshots as well?
Yeah, I heard those. It sounded like two gunshots, possibly three. Two more right now. So that's a total of four plus an explosion.
We're getting reports. This is from the Boston police that the suspect has been taken into custody.
How does it make you feel as an American citizen?
It makes me feel proud, but only somewhat relieved because our safety and security is still a number one priority. But I do feel a little bit better the fact that this guy is going to be brought to justice.
It means everything to me for Watertown and the city of Boston and Massachusetts. It means a lot to the families and victims in America, everybody.
Just brings you back, doesn't it? I happened to be on holiday in Boston when the bomb went off. So today's debate, is the death penalty justified? An eye for an eye? Or do you think two wrongs don't make a right? The commentator is Charlie Wolfe and Malachy O'Doherty with us this morning. Morning, Charlie. Morning, Malachy.
Good morning.
Morning. Where do you stand on this, Malachy?
Well, I would be emphatically opposed to the death penalty. I think it's just completely wrong on a number of counts. I suppose in a kind of a philosophical point, I would just say the state does not own the person and therefore it doesn't have the right to dispose of the person. On the sense of what is justice for, what is the prison system for, I think it is always for, if remotely possible, the education and rehabilitation of the offender. I think experience here teaches us that many people have killed. I know people who've killed. I have friends who've killed, and they are better people now than they were when they did that.
But do they deserve to live if they've taken human life? Let's take someone. Let's look at this specific case. Zokhar Tsarnaev.
Yeah.
So he knew he was planning. They left one of the bombs, Malachy, beside children. They saw children standing, watching their mums and dads running, and they left the bombs beside children. Those type of people deserve to still live. Get a second chance.
I think the job of the state in these cases is to remove itself from the moral judgment, you know, and to be as ruthlessly pragmatic as possible. And I think the ruthlessly pragmatic thing to do is to consider, for instance, that this was a 19-year-old. We've all been 19. We all did stupid things when we were 19. What he did was barbaric and awful. But in a sense, you know, you only get justice if you remove yourself from the emotion of the thing. I mean, an eye for an eye is a biblical principle, but so is the idea of removing the whole, you know, under Moses, the whole idea of the judicial, of the judgment from the offender or from the victim.
Charlie?
Go ahead.
Let me just answer just a couple of points that Malachy has put forward in very cogently, and I appreciate them. He said that the state doesn't own our lives, which is true. But it's not the state that brought us to this point. It is someone forfeiting their right to life by their actions. And he again mentioned that Sanaya was 19 years old. The jury specifically looked at that question. That was part of their ruling. Was he influenced by his brother? And they said no, that he acted of his own volition. And again, as you said, Stephen, you know, he put bombs by children. This was a heinous act. This was a remorseless act, and one that had no sign of remorse in it, and he showed no signs of remorse during the trial. And I think, again, on a philosophical basis, it is important that in some crimes, there are some crimes that are just so inherently evil that they demand strict penalties. And the concept for eye, just so people are clear on this, doesn't mean that if Malachi takes my eye, I take his eye. It means that you can only punish, it's actually a theory of proportionality. So in other words, if someone takes your eye, the most you can do is take their eye. You don't go that high. So in other words, you don't hand out death penalties for parking tickets, in other words. So what Tsarnaev does...
What does it achieve here, though, Charlie? What is it, killing Zokhar Tsarnaev or any other killer, what does it achieve, killing them?
Several things. One, it lets people know that the lives of others are valued, that these crimes are looked upon as just as serious as they are. And it is a deterrence effect. I have a couple studies I'm just looking at here in front of me. In 2008, Drexel University economist Zhu Yang and David Wester, psychologist, did a study. They concluded that since 1975, the majority of studies tracking effects over many years across states found a deterrent effect. There's another study done by the Federal Communications Commission by an economist there. It said each state execution deters an average of 14 murders annually.
Malachi, I'm just looking here, Malachi, what the DUP have said in the past. In 2011, the party's then five MPs tabled an early day motion calling for the matter to be discussed in the House of Commons. They've often called for the return of the death penalty. Yeah.
And throughout the Troubles, I mean, we are in a position to sympathise with Boston and that bombing, because I'm sure, Stephen, that wasn't the first bombing you were ever at the scene of.
Yeah.
Certainly, you know, so we have seen, well, not personally the actual bodies, but we've been very, very close to bombings in Belfast and in Derry, and where people have been killed, and we understand the emotion around these things, and we understand the depth of the atrocity. And we understand the stupidity and the barbarism that is behind those actions. I share all that. I still point to the experience of this place, which is that some of the people who did some of the worst things here are better people now, you know, and that is a fact of life. We cannot, you know, we certainly may be judgmental on a moral level and say what they did was totally reprehensible and inexcusable and not allowable in any way. We can also say that society needs to have its moral umbrage affirmed. You know, society needs to make a statement about this, that this is not allowable in any account and that it needs no allowance for it.
Here's Mervyn Hollywood.
We do not need to eradicate the offender.
Go ahead, Mervyn.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I believe the murder of young Fusilier Rigby in the streets of London was most horrendous. And I also believe if there had been a referendum for the possibility of the return of capital punishment in this country of ours, it would have flew through, to tell you the truth. It's just, I wouldn't say it's a deterrent. It most certainly is not a deterrent. It's not a deterrent in America. But the fact that the state should be able to say, if you commit murder such as young Rigby or anybody, the murder of a young girl, a baby girl, whatever, then you lose your life. Whether it's a deterrent or not, that's irrelevant.
What does it achieve?
What does it achieve?
How is it an irrelevance if it's not a deterrent? You've got to have a reason for doing something.
The reason
rather than human emotion, rather than revenge.
Hold on a second. They have taken the life of an innocent person. That's their crime. The crime is that you have taken the life, an early life of someone who was probably defenseless, shot, whatever. So you lose your life for doing that. It's got nothing to do with it being a deterrent or whatever else. That's just a fact of life. If you take the life of an innocent person, then you lose your own.
Stephen, you know, it's interesting to know, and also just to point out, in my case, though I talk about deterrence only because people that are opposed to it usually bring that one up, my case has always been centrally a moral case, again, that there's some crimes that are just so heinous, you have to make that statement, you have
here,
to place that value on it. But also, it's interesting to note, again, Malachi mentioning, you know, Boston in a very close relationship to both, you know, the north and the south of Ireland, a place where I grew up. Remember, this is a state that doesn't have the death penalty, that is generally one of the most liberal states in the country, Boston, one of the most liberal cities, the most anti-death penalty cities. But even still, they found that there are certain crimes, you know, and I would hope as well that it's as few as possible, but there are certain crimes. You know, Israel, for instance, the state of Israel does not have a death penalty, but for Adolf Eichmann, when they caught him by a special act of parliament, they brought in the death penalty one time for him. So there are certain levels. You know, for instance, I pose this question. What if Osama bin Laden had been captured and brought to this country? What would we have done with him? He would have been in prison for the rest of his life, where he would have been influencing the outside world. And I think that's...
Charlie, what we often find here, and I'm not making any case that Northern Ireland is a unique place, but for instance, only 2 days ago on television, we had an interview with the niece of a man who was kidnapped by the IRA, a terrorist organization, shot dead, buried in a bog. His family was told that he'd gone to America, and you know, that he was away, and so his death was concealed from the family, and the body was hidden, and only what 20, 30, 40 years later do they get any sense of what has really happened. And the niece being interviewed about this on television said, "All I want is information. I do not want revenge. I do not want punishment." And that is not an unusual thing to hear. That is actually...
I agree. One of the, matter of fact, I think the family of the child that was killed in the Boston bombing wrote an article for the Boston Globe against this man being sent to the death, given the death penalty. But that said, the reason it's not an act of revenge is because it is not up to the victims or their families. This is the duty solely of the state.
Okay.
And of a dispassionate...
Here's Jan and Ballygan. Morning, Jan.
Stephen. I'm just listening to you, Stephen. I sometimes don't like some things that you say. I really don't. And I can tell you now, I think that anybody that does that on a child or hurts or injures a child, I mean, kills a child, let me say, at the like of that there, they should be taken out right away. Right away, there should be no money whatsoever wasted on them. And that goes for anybody who does things like that anyway. They should be taken out right away.
Yeah, but what do you mean right away?
This country, listen, this country can do well without people like that. I can tell you, there's far too many of them. And if those people were taken out, we might be a bit better off.
Yeah, but they're taken out of society if they're put in prison, Jan. You just don't need to kill them.
Yeah, they should be taken out for good and ever. So they should. That's it, because wasting people's money on people like that don't give a fiddler's hoot about nobody, nor what they're doing or any other thing. So they don't. They don't care what they are doing, because if they did, they wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I just think they should be taken out and have done with it.
Anne in Belfast, morning, Anne.
Those sort of people.
Morning, Anne.
Good morning, Stephen. No, I'm not for the death penalty, Stephen, but I would say he should get life, and life should mean life, because in America, he not be pampered with 35-inch televisions and is all the leisure time that they get here. Here for murder, you just get a few years and out in good behaviour. So life should mean life. And he forget about him. Don't give him any publicity. And end of story. He should be permanently put away.
Why would you not kill them? Why would you not execute them?
Well, there's many an innocent person in the past has been killed in a death penalty and have proved afterwards that they were innocent. You know, it can happen. No, it doesn't happen too often. But thank God we haven't got the death penalty. And I think you should just be...
Yeah, but in cases where there's absolutely no doubt of the guilt, for example, in this case with Zokhar Tsarnaev, there's no doubt, there's CCTV footage, we know that he's guilty, Anne. Why wouldn't you execute him?
Well, I don't believe in the death penalty, because people in the past have been innocently... got the death penalty.
But in a case where...
Yes, if somebody killed somebody right in the front of your very eyes,
when they got the death penalty,
right away.
They were said they were the guilty. And then it was proved later on in years...
Yes, no, I get that. But in a case where there is no doubt...
Well, when you lose the freedom of life, you might as well be dead, because he'll be... In America, they know proper justice. They'll be put away, he'll be put away in a cell.
Maybe it's more torturous him... being locked in a cell, Jan, for all their life than them getting out.
No, it is not, indeed. It's not indeed. I know. I suppose they do.
No.
I've read books on them and one thing and another, but I tell you something now.
Lord.
I wouldn't be reading anything on them at all because I wouldn't even think they deserved a cup of tea. I think it should be taken out right away when people do things like
you
that.
Don't, that.
And they wouldn't make any mistakes
then.
If you know a person does that,
taken,
does kill somebody.
Hold on, you two.
Illegally. That can be taken wrong.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. And Jan, thank you very much indeed.